Basically, she said he shouldn't count on getting it, and it might be enforceable in the courts, but it's not enforceable in public, as far as public opinion's concerned. And basically, what we it's being interpreted is that if he says, "No, I'm not going to return any more money at all," the government may be prepared to legislate to grab part of the pension back from him, which would be pretty unprecedented, actually.
I mean, it is quite incredible. I mean, do you think they'll go further and legislate to claw back, bonuses paid to other banking executives?
Yes, they couldn't. I mean, the government couldn't introduce a sort of Sir Fred Goodwin pension clawback bill because that would be, discriminating against an individual and the misuse of Parliament. What they could do is introduce a wider bill that basically will tackle actually all major bonuses in state-controlled banks and make it illegal for them to get actually these sort of levels of bonuses, and that's what obviously they're looking at.
David, there's another story that you've been working on that I'd like to ask you about, if I may, and that's about the privatisation or the part privatisation of the Royal Mail. And it turns out, looking at this bill, that the government could privatise more than we had thought.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Until now, it's been mainly thought that TNT want to buy 30%, and people assumed, oh, well, the bill will probably say 30%. The bill says nothing of the sort. It actually gives permission to sell up to 49.9%, so that although it remains in public ownership, it only has to just remain in public ownership. And frankly, the Tories have already spotted this, and this is why they're backing the bill, because if they win the next general election, the government will have passed legislation, which if they wanted to, they could sell nearly another 20% of the Royal Mail off.
And rival communication companies may be interested to learn that they may have to pay for a universal postal service as part of this bill.
Yes, the hidden in the schedules is a massive change to the regulation of the postal services, based on the fact that if it's part privatised, there has to be a proper, powerful external regulator. And they are proposing to give Ofcom, who would take this role on, wide-ranging powers to basically charge or find a way of charging rival competitors to the Royal Mail to contribute, so they can get contributions to maintain a universal postal services. And the actual wording just used rival communications, and it is not being denied, if I asked about it, that internet companies who provide emails might even be asked to contribute to this with it as a proportion within the UK, which, and it basically leaves the regulator to decide how they want to do this.